This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome, America! That's right. It's always about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know that yourself. Tell you, we all back in the studio now. We're straight from Market Week. ASD Market Week is the inventor lady herself. She's back behind Master Control in the studio. Welcome, Miss Rita, straight from the ASD Market Week. How you doing, Rita?
Oh, we're doing fine, kind of recovering, but holy cow, that didn't last very long because we have had more business calls and more of our inventors call and say, hey, I've got this guy calling me. What do I do? It was an amazing week. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you had some amazing interviews that we did from there, and we had a lot of great response when we aired it, and it was just a great time you had.
The buyers there, and it was funny because, you know, the inventors would say, but everybody here is a wholesaler. I said, you are a wholesaler. Oh, I didn't realize that. So it's like, no, wear that wholesaler, you know, hat because you are here. You're trying to sell your product to a buyer for a store that's going to be the retailer. So you are, in essence, the wholesaler. And it's like, oh, my God, I got so much to learn. And so, you know, we would get feedback on it and, you know, price points and interest and some really good ideas on some of the products that were, you know, patent pending. They had prototypes and, you know, the one set, and he's going to be on today, so I'm going to let him tell the story. But just amazing stuff. We had people there selling product. One of the other guys that's going to be on, he was trying to, you know, there was a lot of the final sales of products. They were, you know, getting rid of closeouts. They were doing their closeouts. So he was doing closeouts, but in the process of getting everything to me for his closeouts, he had a couple of other ones that he picked up from us that he wants to license. So it was just amazing. You know, ASD stands for Affordable Shopping Destination. I think that we should convince them to rename it America Stands Determined.
I like that. And I tell you, and this is the first time that we attended the show, right?
It is.
And we broadcast, yeah.
It is, and they were so wonderful to work with. Now, for anybody out there that's got a product, any kind of product, it was amazing, the variety of products they had. They've got another show coming up in August. We will not be going to that one, but as sponsors for the radio show, we told them that we would promote their August show, even though we won't be back until March. So, yes, yeah. They were wonderful. And, oh, people are serious when they go there, Michael. They're buyers. Yeah. They want to buy.
Yeah, they're not tire kickers.
Exactly, it's
they
not
don't kick them tires.
They're not. They're not just looky loos. They're just, you know, they're serious about buying. They've got stores. They've got retail. It was so exciting.
Well, unfortunately, you know, you're going to be in the studio next week for me because I'm going to hop that big bird and go to the National Hardware Show next week. So I'm going to be out there covering that again. And it's a time of year when we have to get out of that studio and Go check out the technologies and check out the technologies of the future, right, Rita?
Right, absolutely. I mean, yeah. This is showtime. And for our inventors, I think one of the most important things that they learned is that face-to-face, everything is still face-to-face. Yeah, we can all do e-commerce, and you know, you can go and buy online and fill an order from the grocery store. But when you're trying to get a product out there, there is nothing that beats the eye-to-eye contact, shaking a hand, seeing their excitement over the new product. And that is what everybody said. It's like, oh, my God, it just would not have been the same if we had not been standing here.
Now, tell us a little bit about the show today.
So today we've got some follow-up to ASD, you know, next steps for two of the inventors, and then one is Kevin Cody with FLI Products. Like I said, he had us take products for him that were his closeouts, but he's looking at picking up some additional products now that were our inventors. And so there were a lot of things going on at that show. So we had one gentleman that was just there taking orders. He's going to be on first. Then we had another gentleman that had feedback for his product. He's looking at next steps. Should he manufacture? Is he just going to go into licensing? So everybody was there kind of with a little bit different tilt to their hat. And we learned a lot, enjoyed a lot with the people who were there. It was very educational for a lot of our inventors. So when, you know, when we say we literally signing people up for, you know, next year already for the March 2025, we are. People are saying, I want to be on the list. I want to go again. And the people that we had out there that filled in as sales staff were excellent.
Well, good. And I hope we get some of them exhibitors on the show in the future. I know we're going to be working on them and see if we can get some interviews from them, you know, that from the floor.
Well, our show next week, we're going to focus on, there was a lot of e-commerce going on that had a class for doing e-commerce, and it was 200 people from Amazon wanting to become Amazon sellers. Well, that's not necessarily who you want to use. Amazon is very predatory these days. So our expert next week is going to be selling on TikTok Shop. And okay. She's going to work with people on how do you go in and buy products there? Why is it a better platform? And then two of our inventors that are on are ones that are doing e-commerce right now. I know that Jenny Salimi, she's been on the show before, but she had her first wholesale sale ever. And wow. She was so excited. But she is using now, you know, some of the e-commerce, and we were, you know, hit pretty hard with Amazon, and everybody said, wait a minute, but it has become very predatory. There's a lot of fees involved for inventors, so there are other options, and that's what we're going to talk about next week.
Well, good. Well, I know we're going to keep putting it out there, and if you are, like you said, if you're thinking about an idea, or if you have a product, or regardless of which stage of the project you're in, give us a call, right? Because we
absolutely
can help you.
Absolutely.
I keep telling you, I hope we can get these entrepreneurs and inventors and all these brainchild people, and I hope we can get to them before they spend all their money. You know, they ain't got no money because they wasted. Because they wasted all their money.
Exactly. I had inventors coming up to me. I mean, we always did when we went to the National Hardware Show, have inventors come around. I didn't know that it would be the same way at ASD, but there were a ton of inventors who came up and said, can you help me? How do we get, you know, our product into the marketplace? Can I come with you next year? And ASD was very supportive of that being the innovation. There was no other innovative area at the show. And it's a three-floor show. It's huge. And so with us there now, is being the Innovation Award, and we're going to be doing that in the next couple of weeks, where we'll have the people who won the Innovation Award on as the winners and be able to talk about their products. So, yay!
Right.
I hear the music!
All right! I got you trained, man! You're like
a
trained seal, man! You're like a trained seal!
Oh, woo, yes!
Woo, 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 woo. That's the music!
I get to dance around and eat some Cajun food. Yay!
Yeah, I tell you. All right, if you just join us, we are broadcasting back in the studios. This is Home Talk USA radio program. This is the Invent America part of our show. You're listening to the Inventor Lady herself, along with the Cajun contractor, Michael King. What a duo. What a combination, I tell you. But stay tuned. We're going to be right back with our guests, our topics. Stay tuned right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network at GCNLive.com. We'll be right back.
Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, America, thanks for joining us on Invent America, because America invents. And we enjoy helping all of these inventors learn the right way to do things, save your money, treat every dollar like it might be your last one, because you never know, and take the steps, do them wisely, and get that product out there. So if you've got questions, get in touch with me, Rita@InventorLady.com. It is easy. You can also do admin@invent-america.com, or you could just go to the website and shoot over the form, and I am happy to get back to you because it's going to drop right into my email box. So we can answer the questions, but for everybody else out there who isn't a consumer, oh yeah, we all are, support the American Inventor by going to the website. They're all posted on our website, invent-america. So, you know, take a look, order your favorites. And with that, I want to introduce Kevin Cody. He had products at the show, but under a little bit different umbrella from the rest of our inventors, but some interesting steps in all of that. So, Kevin, thanks so much for being with us today. Tell our folks a little bit about FLI products and, you know, kind of the role that you were playing with your products out there.
Sure. Well, we're a small company. We come alongside other small companies and help them develop plans and products and marketing and branding and all sorts of other things that they may need for their products. And so this particular show was one that we wanted to take some of the products that we've had available and see what the price elasticity was. In other words, we wanted to know where our products fall in the competitive marketplace if we weren't getting the traction that we expected that we should. And this is a great kind of show to be able to do that with, because the exposure has a broad range of potential customers, and the pricing that people are looking at are things that they're dealing with to compare against the competition. And sometimes we get blindsided, you know, with expectations of what a price should retail, what a product should retail at, but sometimes don't always know.
Yep, absolutely. And there's nothing like talking to another professional. And it was, you know, we've mentioned it that, you know, a lot of inventors says, well, everybody around here is a wholesaler. Yes, so are you. And so they don't even sometimes realize the role that they're playing now in this serious buying marketplace. And the, you know, ASD Market Week, affordable shopping destination, we want to change it to be, you know, America stands determined and get these products out there, because one of the companies that was really interested in some of your products is Made in America. So we handed him all the flyers that said Made in America, and I will send you his contact and name. But another one was a gentleman that's based here in Tennessee, and just like you are. And they buy closeouts, and so he took flyers for everything, and then you know, took the sell sheet for you. So you may end up hearing from Alex, is his name, but I'll send you that information as well. So it's you know, in the process of you know, figuring out, you know, we've got inventors that are really early stages, and they're looking at price points, and then, you know, where you've got inventory and you're looking for, you know, kind of that balance. Are we still in the right spot?
Exactly. And, you know, that's one of the quandaries that an awful lot of inventors in particular end up asking themselves at some point along the process, which is, how is the product that I'm introducing to market actually going to compete against other products that may function similarly, aren't the same in terms of their features and benefits, but may function similarly or be of a similar solution to another product? that consumers will need to know how the effective value is against your product. And one of the things that I learned early on in my retail world career was oftentimes we have to price products to the market and not to our manufacturing cost.
Exactly.
And that's when it gets really down into the dirty, nitty-gritty of pricing.
Well, we're going to get you back on to talk more about that, and you better be careful. One of these days I'll have you as a sponsor. Thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to get on, because that is a topic I'm going to add to my list, because you're absolutely right, and we talk about the multiple of five all the time. Thank you so much, Kevin, for being with us.
You're very welcome.
Stick with us, folks, as we wrap up this hour of Invent America.